Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Because we might have a more relaxed approach to some of the business stories, I must tell you there's a lot that's happening in the world. And typically, we also want to reflect on key stories and conversations we've covered for you throughout the course of 2024. One of those particular stories has to be the launch of Zimbabwe Gold. Known as the ZiG, in April, Zimbabwe's central bank officially launched this new currency, which was hyped as a stabilizer in the country's long-running currency and economic crisis. To give us some perspective on this particular story and help us understand, well, in 2024, what have we seen as the key outcomes of the launch of this currency? We join on the line by Dr. Prosper Chitambara, independent economist joining us tonight. Dr. Chitambara, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope you can hear me.
Loud and clear. I'm really excited to speak to you about this conversation because this is really one of the big news stories that we got out of the continent within 2024. The official launch of the Zimbabwe Gold or the ZiG. Maybe before we talk about its performance so far, we do need to add context and color to how this new currency actually came about. And this is largely on the back of concerns regarding high inflation and a lack of currency stability in the past.
Yes.
Perfect. Please do give us some background for those who might not be familiar with the Zimbabwe dollar, its demise, and then the move to the RTGS and the likes.
Well, I think the basic thing is that for the longest of times, Zimbabwe has experienced chronic high inflation and, of course, a number of episodes of hyperinflation. But it has largely been as a result of lack of fiscal and monetary discipline, in particular, excess money supply growth. So that has been the biggest driver in terms of the chronic inflationary and even hyperinflationary episodes that we've experienced. And as a result of that, economic agents have lost confidence in the local currency. So there's this huge confidence deficit, trust and confidence deficit in the local currency in general. Even following the introduction of the ZiG, most of the transactions, I would say almost about 90% of the transactions are actually conducted using the US dollar. Yes, there has been some modicum of stability, especially in the last few weeks, on account of the tightening of the liquidity situation, both from the fiscal policy, but also the monetary policy, so that has had some stabilizing impact on the exchange rate and on of course on the ZiG itself. But I would say the story really is that of unsustainable growth in money supply, which has created inflationary pressures, and because of those the high inflation, there has been a currency substitution. Or otherwise known as dollarization.
Mm-hmm. And maybe let's talk about, you know, as you mentioned, there's, you know, subsequent dollarization in some aspects of the economy. There was major concern around efficient gold reserves to back this particular currency. Is this something that has been addressed by the Zimbabwean Central Bank?
So that's one of the biggest problems. We don't have adequate reserves, both of USD, but also of gold, to provide sufficient cover to the ZiG. I think currently we only have just under $500 million worth of both gold and USD reserves. And that's grossly inadequate. The SADC recommends anything between 3 months and 6 months import cover. So when you ask, for Zimbabwe, our average import bill is around $1 billion. Mm-hmm. So 3 months import cover will be about $3 billion, and 6 months import cover, that's about $6 billion. So at the least, we need at least $3 billion worth of reserves. But we are currently sitting on just under $500 million. Of course, there has been an improvement. Also, when the ZiG was introduced, I think we were at about $300 million. Dollars worth of reserves, so mm-hmm. both gold and ZiG. So I think gradually there is that improvement, but obviously we need to do more. Because this year has been particularly challenging on account of the drought. So that has affected revenues, and also the softening of commodity prices has also affected our export earnings. But there's also been a lot of pressure on public spending. So we are projecting that the deficit this year will be much higher than it was last year. And also the pressures on the current account could further destabilize the exchange rate, especially in the early part of next year.
Got you. There's a lot that we're looking forward to. And I guess, as you can appreciate, Dr. Chitambara, there's a strong population of Zimbabweans in South Africa, and some of whom we have the opportunity to interact with. And when I've often asked some of my friends who might be from Zimbabwe and asked them about the adoption of the ZIG, they typically tell me, it's not worth the paper it's, you know, printed on. Many people still prefer to transact using US dollars. So what's that been like on the ground? And does that lack of adoption by the population of the ZIG contribute to the lack of, I guess, growth and stability of the currency?
Yeah, so that's the challenge, definitely. And when you consider the fact that we have certain sectors that are still purely USD denominated, for example, like the fuel sector, which I think represents one of the biggest sources of demand for the USD. So the fuel sector and even the certain public services like the passports, those ones are 100% dollarized. So I think the idea really is for government to begin to allow for the ZIG to purchase fuel. Of course, I think it's going to take a bit of time, but I think eventually that's what we need to do. And also even to procure certain services such as passports. I think that will anchor or that will strengthen the demand for the ZIG. But I think the idea is to try to strengthen the demand for the ZIG, and by so doing, you are also strengthening the value of the ZIG. So government has come up with a de-dollarization roadmap. Of course, it has not yet been made public.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one of the key objectives is to ensure that, say, by end of next year, we improve the amount of transactions in ZIG to the total transactions to at least 40%. So currently we're at probably about 10%. So if we can get to at least 40% by next year, I think that's a bit ambitious, but I think that will go a long way in terms of strengthening de-dollarization. But ultimately, it's really confidence and trust in the ZIG is a function of monetary and fiscal prudence, our ability to control public spending, but also unsustainable growth in money supply. I think if we can get those two factors right, then we'll be able to ensure the stability, macroeconomic stability, and over time, that should result in a significant restoration of confidence in the ZIG.
Got you. Well, we're looking forward to seeing how that financial stability does flow through, especially next year, where we're looking to boost reserves, make sure that there's a high adoption of the ZIG, and of course, making sure that...
I think also next year, if we have a normal rainfall season, I think things will improve quite significantly. This year, because of the drought, I think it really exacerbated the macroeconomic situation.
Yeah. And that impacts a lot of your crops, right? Tobacco, maize.
Yes. Like maize, this year, there was a 70% decline in maize production. So that had a huge impact on food pricing, but also on output, overall output. Yeah,
makes sense. Oh, Dr. Chitambara, all the more reason for us to have you on the show to unpack these concepts, because it puts things into perspective. You know, when we talk about inflation and inflationary pressures in a market like South Africa and other places. So we definitely will follow up on it. So thank you so much for your time this evening, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Good
That's
evening.
Dr. Prosper Chitambara, independent economist, joining us tonight to help us unpack the performance of the Zimbabwe gold. It is the latest currency that was introduced earlier this year in Zimbabwe, really meant to provide a level of stability to the currency crisis that the country's been struggling with. As you've heard, still a challenge, but it's out there. It's being adopted. It's being used. But the central bank is trying to ensure that it does become a recognizable currency, also helping to boost local economic growth in Zimbabwe. But the drought, as Dr. Chitambara has highlighted, is a major concern.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on Kaya 959.